My name's Ronnie Agnew. I'm the community leader at Nucky Lagoon. The community is centred down the Berrima, and it runs off Lagoon Road. There'll be about 76 plus people at the moment. Years ago, it was a very sad kind of community, but during the years now, we're getting functional now, like development now in the community. At the moment now, I've got some boys here doing work on a shipping container. They're about 40 foot long. That will contain library, about 6 computers be established inside. And this will be beneficial for all the residents of their communities, where they can have access to the communities, like basic card reports, internet banking, plus it's a good education for kids as well. Oh, yeah, they're looking forward to it, especially the kids, you know, for the after-school program, homework, and get tutored as well, and actually get access to the computer and how to learn to use it. Our communities have never had these things in our communities. This project should be finished by end of June, and after that, probably a week after, there'll be a big community party celebrating our new media centre, and it'd be such a happy day for these, especially for the kids anyway.
Do you reckon they're all going to get on Facebook when they first get it?
Oh, I don't know about the Facebook, but hopefully they can go through some educational things anyway.
I'm the trainer cum project manager. We're converting 2 shipping containers into media centres for Nucky's Lagoon and 15 Mile. What we've done is we've bought the containers. The students have cut the holes for windows and doors. They've been fabricating the steel to make up the new windows and doors. And after this, we will start the joinery and desk work on all the inside stuff. They should be quite comfortable. They've got big air conditioners. They've got a shade cloth or a shade structure over the top of them. And the whole process is going to go for around 13 weeks, and we've got a workforce of 10 students, some from Nucky's, some from 15 Mile, and a couple from the jail. We've put together a range of units from Certificate 1, Certificate 2 in the construction package. We've also put units in from the engineering training package. So there's fabrication units, there's tool skills, levelling skills, basic construction skills that will help these guys find employment in the future.
Yeah, I've been doing welding most of my life, but I never ever got the opportunity to get a certificate for it. So this is my chance now to get my welding certificate and, yeah, better myself.
I never did welding before. They're just learning me to welding, so just starting. Yeah, it's got one of the boys helping me.
How much experience have you had doing this kind of thing?
Only had experience just landscaping, that's all.
Did you know all the guys here beforehand?
No, not really.
And how are you getting along?
Yeah, all right. A lot of laugh. Yeah, good fun.
Oh, best thing about it is working with all these fellas here, getting to know them and, yeah, learning more skills and in a good work environment.
Yeah, hi, I'm Sean Fowler, the operations manager for Darwin Regional Indigenous Advancement City P Incorporated. The project itself involves quite a broad range of skills that the participants are getting in general construction and metalwork, and there'll also be some carpentry involvement as well. And the beauty of it all is the participants are all guaranteed full-time employment as a result of participating. The way our organisation works is we hear quite often at training for training's sake. Aboriginal people have had enough of training for training's sake. We work backwards. We work with industry first to identify where the skill shortages are. And then we're very keen to look at, well, what innovative projects can we put in place where the participants are getting training mapped to the project. So at this project, industry said we want more people skilled in general construction to have a lot of the soft skills that you can't teach around workplace communication, work ethics, presenting well for work, being on time for work, etc. I think we're in our 5th week at the moment, and it's just incredible to see from where we started with 10, you know, highly disadvantaged people with a lot of their own personal barriers and personal demons they're dealing with come together and really operate as a team. We're now starting to see where, rather than a mentor talk to people about being late or inappropriate workplace communication, the guys are starting to chip each other, which I think is tremendous. And the absolute beauty of this project is it is becoming a real community project owned by the community. We've now got the ladies coming in saying, well, okay, the men are doing the construction, how can we play a role? So the ladies, through some arts and crafts development projects. They're going to design and make the curtains. They're already starting to do work on what the exterior is going to look like.
Sean, the guys have taken off for a lunch break. I'd better let you do the same.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity.